Hey, I lost you guys, Charles. You
Hi.
there?
Hi, Rick.
Hey, I lost you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I hear you now. Tell you what, let's see, what am I going to do here? I'm going to add a call. I'm going to call her
Okay, I
back.
think I did understand what she was trying to say. So she has an application on her phone, but like I was saying before we got disconnected, the application does not work for everyone, right? For a user like myself on your website, the application does not download, and that's a big problem, like you said, because if people cannot get to the application, they're not able to go nowhere, right? So it isn't doing what it's supposed to
Well,
do.
Melissa was the first one with tested, and I thought we were testing the iPhone until she told me I don't have an iPhone. I said, oh, okay. All she had was the icon. Oh, no, she didn't even have the icon yet. But here, let's get the detail first.
Okay.
Okay, now we're back together again. Rick, you
Okay.
there? We didn't
Yeah, I'm
lose you,
still
right?
here. Melissa, can you hear me?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm
So
sorry we got
apparently,
disconnected. Sorry.
let me just confirm one thing. Melissa, you didn't have on the phone this morning, when I called you, you didn't even have the icon where the icons go on a smartphone. Am I right?
After I installed the app, I did.
Right. So again, you didn't have the icon in the beginning. You just happened to see that at the bottom of the screen when we were talking about what we were going to do. And you saw that and you went ahead and hit that button. Otherwise, you had no icons, you had nothing.
Yeah, no, I didn't have anything to begin with.
And then you hit what does that say? Install app. And then the first thing that came up was a white block. Did you say earlier?
Yeah.
And in it, it said either cancel or install.
Wait, what?
It said either cancel or
Yeah.
install. So
Right.
you hit install, and not only did it put the icon on your telephone, but it installed the new app on your phone, and you saw the front page of the new mobile app. Am I correct?
Right.
So, Rick, did you get that?
I think I did, but can you guys do that same thing on the Google Play Store? You cannot, right?
No. It's
Wait.
not like an app through the Play Store. It's like a mobile version of the website.
Okay. And Melissa, confirm one more thing for me. So when we look at this application that downloads on your phone, like an icon, does that open up exactly the same as the website does on the phone, or is it different?
Yeah, so it opens up the same way, but it doesn't open up in your browser. Like it doesn't have, like you can't go to like another website
Okay, it
from
doesn't open
there.
up like a URL. It opens up like an application.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Like my phone recognizes it as an app.
Right.
I didn't have to go through Google Play Store. But it recognizes it as an app. Like I can install it and I can uninstall it
Right.
like I would any other app, but I don't have to go through the Play Store.
Right, I think I got that now. So what you guys have right now is a progressive web application, right? It's not a mobile application the way a mobile application should be, right? Because there's two things. A mobile application doesn't look like a website, right? What the other developer gave you is not a mobile application. It's a progressive web application that sits on your phone like an application and opens up like the website, right? That's not how applications are supposed to look. And then that's not how the applications are supposed to be downloaded, because the whole idea is that a lot of people, or say most of the people that would actually be able to use this application, or you know, be able to benefit from an application like this, would be searching for something like this on the App Store, on the Google App Store and the Apple App Store, where this progressive web application cannot be uploaded. You cannot have this application submitted to Google Play Store and to the Apple App Store, because it's not developed on a mobile application framework in the first place. It's a web application you have, and that's just like a bookmark, in other words, that sits on your phone. So you bookmark the website, say I'm replacing the word download with bookmark, and you can open the website like an application on your phone, but it's not really an application. You getting it?
That's right. Exactly what Danielle said she did on her iPhone this morning. She did some kind of a bookmark thing, you mentioned.
Exactly. Right. And we all do that. I mean, when we like a website, we bookmark it so we can go back to it once again. So a web application, a progressive web application, as we call it, a PWA, you could look this term up on Google as well, and you'd get some idea. But what this does is that it stores the website on your phone like an icon, like an app, so you can better access it. But it doesn't work like an application, and it doesn't do what a mobile application is supposed to do, right? Because it's not built on mobile application frameworks. Now that, to you, Charles, means that you have to start with the mobile application from scratch, right? Because if you want to go live on the Apple App Store and you want to go live on the Google Play Store, then this is not the application. It's not a mobile app.
I hear you. And that's why I wanted you to be able to bring it up. Either maybe you could do it on your iPhone, do that bookmark thing, the way another lady did this morning, because I just wanted you to see it. That is exactly what I want, but I want it so it's going to work with the iPhone people, and so if you're going to start from scratch, at least you get a map of exactly what I expect, and that we don't waste a whole lot of time going, well, I'll have this or I'll have that. No, you can just duplicate what we're showing you in this progressive version and make it a real mobile version for us.
Right. For that, I can look at the website, and, you know, the website gives me a good enough idea on what the application is supposed to do, right? And I did try this on my iPhone.
Not exactly.
Yeah.
I did spend time eliminating things that I felt were unnecessary to have on a mobile app thing. So if there's any way at all you can pull it off, it would be great. But if not, then I'll, spend time and we'll just break down the big website. And not that it's all that big, but whatever it takes, I guess. So I just want to get an accurate price, and I thought by seeing everything that needs to be done, you can be very accurate.
Okay. So, Melissa, are you still there?
Yeah.
So, give me 1 second. So what exactly can I do about this website on my iPhone? Is there an app for the iPhone that I can download?
No.
There isn't, right? So it's just the website.
So can
that
you
I can
tell them what? Tell them what Danielle did this morning on her iPhone with our app, whatever it's called.
Well, she basically did what he already said. She bookmarked it through Safari.
Yeah, and that's
so
exactly
when you
what
say,
yeah. Let me tell you what's happening.
I was going to ask, did she go to the website initially on the computer or the phone? Or
she was on the phone, and she went through Safari.
And put in call the plumber?
And put in calltheplumber.com. And it gave her the option to add it to her home screen.
And let me quote what it says on your website.
Essentially, you're bookmarking it, is what she was saying.
Gotcha. We use the same word. So now I'm starting to understand it better.
Right. So it says on your website, before even the home page pulls up, it shows you a pop-up that says to install this app, tap the share button in Safari, and then select add to home screen, which actually is bookmarking and not downloading the application. So it's, what it's literally doing is that it's saving a bookmark of your website on Safari so you can come back to it without having to type in socalltheplumber.com again and again.
Right, right.
And from there, you can see exactly what the site looks like. The mobile site should look like. Those two ovals below. Are you actually looking at it now, Rick?
I'm looking at it, yep. And that's just
and
the mobile
the
version
red
of
ovals.
Any website. I mean, it's just a mobile version of any website has if you mobile optimize it.
Right.
So if this is what you were pointing me to, Charles, then I see what it's supposed to look like and what it's supposed to do.
Yeah, because it all works. It's amazing to me, but it all works.
Right. So if you ask me if you have to convert the exact same thing into a mobile application with, you know, just how a mobile application is supposed to work, so I'll tell you one difference between how a website works and how an application works, right? So a website is going to take
Rick,
you to...
almost... Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Well, I was going to say it's not necessary to tell me because, again, I'm just saying that I wanted you to be able to bring it up so you can look at it and see how it works and again, duplicate exactly what you see. And how it functions, and that way give me a pretty accurate quote on what it would take to make it an official mobile application.
Okay. Now, before we do that or before I jump to the numbers, right, I know what the application is doing. Given that, I'll try and paint a canvas in your head. We'll try and paint a canvas together on how you expect the mobile application to work, right? So follow me as I tell you this. So by the time we complete the application for you, A, it's going to be available on the app stores, both the Apple and the Google Play Store, right?
Okay.
And when someone downloads the application on the phone, it appears as an icon, and when you click on it, it's going to open the splash screen that's going to show you the logo. The splash screen is going to fade out in about 2 to 3 seconds, and then it's going to the first thing that's going to show up is going to be the login for Plumber, and for the customers, right? That's very important. That's just like you use Uber.
I don't want any logins for customers. Customers should not have to log in.
No.
Go ahead, Melissa, you were about to say?
Nothing. I just keep going.
Okay. So I was going to just, Rick. I don't want any logins for any customers.
Well, see, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make sure that they don't have to log in every time they come to the application. It should be fewer clicks to get to an actual plumber rather than having to log in.
That's exactly right.
Right? Now, hear me out.
I've got this down pat. Two clicks or less.
Once again, that's...
And they're in front of...
Once again, we need to understand how the applications work, right? So when you sign up for the first time as a customer, the benefit to the application is that you're collecting the email address, the phone number, the customer's name. You cannot collect that information any other way, and you need that information for the primary purpose of the application to be completed, and that is for the customer to contact the plumber. The customer should have their number on there, and they should have an email on there so you, as the application, can actually, correspond with the customer as well. However, to answer what you were saying, Charles, for the customers not having to log in again and again, they don't need to log in again and again. If they sign up for the
they're
first time.
They're not going to do it the first time, my friend. Rick, they're not going to do it the first time. There's going to be no logging in. If somebody's looking for a plumber, they're not going to log in. I'm telling you right now. I know it. I was born with this knowledge.
Okay. Well, in that case, what we could do is we could skip the login. So let's get back one step, right? You see the splash screen.
Beautiful.
Right? Next screen you see is a map, just like you see Google Maps. And I'll tell you the purpose of why that is, because that is a standard with any directory application. There has to be a map that shows you your current location, and it shows you all the plumbers that are available nearby. Nearby your location.
It's on there.
On a mobile app, you don't need to enter a zip code.
Hmm? Rick, it's there. The map. If you have it up, put in that zip code, and then scroll down, and you'll see the plumbers, mm-hmm. and you'll see the map as to where the location, how far away the plumber is. But there's a Google Map there as well.
I don't see the Google Map. I mean, I just entered the zip code. I'm looking at all the different plumbers available.
Okay, so you're scrolling down.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at the different plumbers. As soon as you get to the end of the plumbers, there'll be a map that'll show where all these plumbers come from. The Google Map will pop in.
Nope, it doesn't. At least at my end, it doesn't.
Really?
So I see
what
a list
are you
of
talking
plumbers.
About? Right. You have to click on a plumber in order to see the map.
Okay.
So, there you go. Choose a plumber, my friend. Thank God you're on the phone.
Okay, yeah, I see that now. So when you go to a plumber's profile, you see the map. And, right, so you see the plumber's location, but it works similar to this functionality, but it shows you all the plumbers and all the locations of all the plumbers, you know, available, you know, in correspondence to your location and not the plumber's location.
Well, it's going to be the plumber's location. Nobody cares where I'm at. It's got to be the plumber's location. Whatever zip code that is,
mm-hmm.
that's where the map is focused on. And if it did happen to show, as you scroll down, let's just say we've got 10 plumbers noted there, that would mean the map could show where all 10 are, and one could make a determination then that, okay, this guy's the closest, and I'm going to call him because he'll be here the fastest and might be the cheapest.
Right. So how do you know that this guy is the closest to you? Because you compare your location to theirs, right? You look at the proximity of your location to theirs, right? And that's exactly where location as the customer comes in. Just like Uber.
Oh.
Do you guys use Uber?
Yeah. I understand all of this, so I don't need to... I understand what you're saying.
Right. So that's just a standard. I mean, you shouldn't deviate away from that standard. All I'm trying to say is that applications, mobile apps, work in a different way for their own good reasons from a website. If they were supposed to work like a website, a bookmark would do the job, right? You wouldn't need to have a mobile application. So, once again, are you following us or... Are you on a different boat?
No, I'm with you. And, okay, I mean, that'd be all right with me.
Right.
Look, Melissa, do you have to run?
No, not right now.
Oh, that's a no? Okay.
No, I'm here. I'm listening. I understand all of this. He's explaining it to you. I know how all of this stuff works, but I can't explain it to you in a way where you're going to understand.
I think she's enjoying the conversation, so I think she's going to help us, you know, kind of bridge the gap between my explanation and your understanding.
Yeah.
So
exactly. That's fine with me.
Right. If you want to get a good example of what
I'm
saying,
good.
What you need to do is you need to look at Yelp. Download the Yelp application from your Google Play Store, and you'll see what exactly I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
And that's where I go is to a, what they call the Google Play Store?
Yeah, or go to the Apple App
Store.
Well,
yours would be, yours would be the Apple Store.
Oh, right, right, okay. And it would be a Yelp plumbing, or Yelp.
Yeah, so if you go to the Apple App Store and you put in Yelp, it'll bring up the app for Yelp, and you download it, and you'll see what he's saying.
Well, before this night ends, I will have done that. But I'm just trying to get it across to Rick, pretty much what we're looking for. I like that suggestion of what he's made in regards to the map, and I see the difference. I see what he's talking about how the map should look. And he's correct. I could definitely go for that.
Right, so as long as you understand that, Charles, so you, what I'm trying to paint in your head is that, you know, after you look at the logo, the first thing you see is going to be the map that shows you your location, even without having to enter your zip code, which, again, adds to, you know, the user experience, you know, when you talk about your mobile application. You can see how far is the first plumber, and then, you know, you also get a listing, you know, let's say a tab that pulls up from the bottom of the screen that shows you all the different plumbers, just like it shows up on your website as well. And then along with that, since we have the map integrated to the website, with each plumber's name, you're also going to see how many miles away is that plumber, right? So if you, the first plumber, the most, the nearest plumber you have is, say, 0.5 miles far, it's going to say 0.5 miles away. And the app is going to calculate that automatically for each customer so they know when exactly to expect the plumbing service to come in. If it's something urgent, of course, they'd go for someone who's the nearest, right? However, if they have some more time and they're looking for some normal repairs that is not SOS or that's not emergency, then they would also be able to see the reviews of each of the plumbers and see how each of the plumbers are performing on the application before they make a decision to hire someone or to get in contact with them.
Correct. And the reviews, we don't really have that set up yet. That's the one part of the entire site that is not done, and I'm not particularly worried about it at this moment.
For what?
The reviews.
Mm.
You know, where we make them a 5-star or 5 thumbs up versus 1 thumb up.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and then, you know, again, we can have so many things and I can drop in so many ideas, but this is the basic, you know, the flow of the application where you see the list of all the plumbers, you see a call the plumber button, it's going to be one click, you tap on that and it's going to go to your phone's dialer automatically and dial that plumber for you. Or you click on send message, it's going to copy the plumber's number and it's going to send you to your phone's messaging app, and you can send the plumber a direct message in one tap, right? So,
yeah.
And then
that'd be for the shy people.
Yeah, exactly. And then on the sidebar, you know, on the side navigation of the application, we can have things like, you know, if you guys want to handle payments as well, which I don't think you want to do right now.
No, never.
You don't want to. Okay. So, you know, on the sidebar, you can...
And by the way, I don't want to add anything else to the site, the mobile site or my own site. Pretty much the way it is.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
But I mean,
so
with those changes that you suggested, I like them in regards to the map part.
Okay.
I like
that. Great, okay. So on the sidebar is, you know, you're going to see the pricing and the different packages that you could, you know, at the end of the day, you want to make sure the app is financially sustainable as well, right? You have to look at the monetization avenues as well. Now, when someone's using a plumber is using
now,
a free
by the way,
website,
back up a little bit there on that. Back up, sure. If you would, Rick, on the money part. Back up. Sidebars. When you say sidebar, are you talking about the side of the screen that one is looking at when you're looking at the screen on your phone? There would actually be a space on the side showing pricing, or is that
more like a hamburger that you, when you tap on, it's going to roll out a menu bar from the side of the screen, the left side of the screen, and it's going to show you all the miscellaneous features that are not very primary to the purpose of the application, but they should still be there. For example, upgrading to, you know, a better package, or looking at one of the static content pages, just like you have testimonials on your website. It's going to have a, you know, content pages on the sidebar that's going to roll out like a hamburger whenever you want to, you know, do anything secondary on the application. So basically a sidebar for everything that's secondary on the application is not primary to the purpose of the app.
Right. So basically everything isn't going to be all in your face at once. And you can... like on some apps, you know, there's like three lines at the top. You click on it and the sidebar comes out and it gives you the option to go to a specific spot as if you were going to a specific spot on the website, and you can like kind of navigate through the app from this scroll bar. Is that a good way to explain it?
Exactly. So
okay,
it
that's
does...
an excellent way. And by the way, we have that now. If you were to see the menu, where it's a menu at the top of the screen.
Exactly.
On the app.
On your mobile website, yeah.
And it has the only, the menu just shows what we want them to see anyway. So, again, if you just duplicate that, I could be a happy camper.
That's basically what he's saying. It's just the way that the...
Mm-hmm.
app has to work is like that's what you would do. It wouldn't be exactly the way that the website looks for the app that you're thinking of works right now, because it's not the same concept.
No, I hear you.
Essentially, it's the same thing, but it's a little bit different.
Yep.
Right, and then we'd have to make the app a little more functional than the website as well. For example, when you go to the pricing page, you just see the packages, right?
Wait a minute. Who's going to go to a pricing page?
A what?
A plumber?
Who's
going
to go to the pricing page?
I think a plumber. It's or a premium listing, right?
Well, all it shows, you see, the way a plumber... the way it'll work for him is that he'll begin to pay us $99 a month to be on the mobile and the website version. It's just
right. So he's just talking about when the plumber like needs to do his payment or whatever, but that should be in with when the plumber logs in on the app. It should just be available to the plumber to be able to do that.
The way it is on the website now?
Yeah, it's just in an app version.
All right.
So if they sign in as a plumber... we should have the option on the app to be able to make payment that they need to make to do the $99 or whatever.
Right.
But that would be the same as if they logged in as a plumber.
Yeah, we're presently set up with authorized.net.